Brothers and sisters, good morning.
各位弟兄姐妹朋友们早安。
So you remember me? My name is Peter Wong.
记得我吗？我的名字叫王彼得。
My name in Chinese is much more interesting, I think.
我的名字在中文更有意思。
Peter Wong is translated literally as 皮蛋黄。
我的中文名字是黄皮蛋。
而且我现在常常去这个外州的时候哈。OK， 所以你知道我在哪里来的吗？你知道我们这里
When I go to outside this place and ask people, do you know where I come from?
And I think our what city are we in?
我们
Seattle, I guess. Seattle,
我们这里是在西雅图是吧？
Right, we tell people Bellevue, people don't understand where we're coming from, right?
如果我们说是从 Bellevue 来，人家不知道我们从哪里来。
So Seattle 的 Chinese 是什么？
Seattle 的中文是什么意思啊？
啊哈，来是死丫头。
死丫头。
Right. Okay. So anyway, today I want to really, you know, we are from Seattle. It's just a teeny tiny small place, really.
老师说西雅图，我们从这里来是一个小地方。
I remember there was this elderly sister who came from San Francisco.
我记得有一个年长的姐妹从三藩市来。
Right, he came to Seattle.
他来到西雅图。
And he says, "Oh, what a small town."
他说这是一个小镇。
Right, he said, "You should go to a big city like Seattle."
应该去一个大城市。
Like San Francisco.
像是三藩市。
Yeah, so I thought Seattle was not that small, but anyway.
我认为西雅图并不是这么小。
But not only is our city small.
不但是我们的城小。
I think we are pretty small too.
我想我们每一个人都很小。
But there is a big question here, though.
但是有一个大问题是。
You know, God is a big God.
神是大的神。
God has a big mission.
神有一个大的计划。
God's love is big.
神的爱是无远弗届。
He wants to love every single one on this earth from the beginning to the end.
他要从起初到永远要爱我们世上每一个人。
The question is that how are small people in small cities like us, what we're going to do in this big plan of God?
问题是我们的小这么小的人在这个小的城市对于神的大计划要怎么样来处理。
So my topic today is small people in God's big mission.
所以我今天要跟各位分享的信息是小人物在神的大计划里。
Maybe we can just start with reading a passage.
或许我们开始念几段经文好吧。
So should we use English or Chinese or both to read that?
We are reading Chinese.
Chinese, okay.
I will lead them reading Chinese.
Okay, so it would be Exodus.
出埃及记。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Let's do from verses 10 to 14.
我们从出埃及记第三章第十节要念到第十四节。各位，如果您翻到的，请您翻到出埃及记，在圣经很开始的地方，第三章第十节，我们要念到第十四节。都翻到了吗？好，我们请一起来念。请故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。摩西对神说，我是什么人，怎能去见法老将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？神说，我必与你同在。你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。摩西对神说，我到以色列人那里对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来，他们若问我说他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？神对摩西说，我是自有永有的。又说，你要对以色列人这样说，那自由的打发我到你们这里来。好。
So here it is, Moses. We think he is a pretty big guy, right, in Bible?
在圣经里面， 我们是不是以为摩西是一个很伟大的人呢？
But he is. He has accomplished a lot indeed.
确实是他完成了许多的事情。
If without him, we probably have a much smaller Old Testament, right?
如果不是因为他，可能我们的旧约就只有一小小一点点。
But yet, if you look at this passage, you understand that Moses, he is a coward.
但是你如果看了这段经文，你不觉得摩西像是一个懦夫一样吗？
I love this passage.
我喜欢这几节经文。
Because I can relate to him.
因为我跟我有关系。
I think we can in some way relate to him.
我想我们每一个人都多多少少与他这些经文有关。
But we are probably too cowardice to admit that, right?
但是我们可能很胆小，不愿意承认。
Well, okay, so I'm brave enough to say that I'm a coward today.
所以我很勇敢地说我是一个懦弱者。
Okay, maybe I'm getting a little bit better already, right?
我是有点好起来了。
Okay, so let's think about God's big plan here.
让我们来思想一下神的伟大奇妙的计划。
We'll talk about mission.
我们来讲宣教。
Right, missions. We talk about going to China, to Middle East, to faraway land to spread the gospel, right?
宣教我们是说到中国、到中东、到远的地方来传扬神的福音。
When you hear about that,、oh, by the way, anybody has been to missions before? Can you raise your hand?
顺便一提。有人去宣教过吗？请举手。哇 ，two of them.
Two, okay.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Yeah,
那很不错。
Uh-huh. So actually, the most of us may not have had the direct experience of going for missions.
我相信大部分我们都没有去宣教的经验。
The question is why do we not participate in that?
那我要问是说为什么我们不参加去宣教呢？
Maybe there's not the right timing and many reasons.
或许有许多的原因，像是没有时间不对呀。
I have asked a lot of people about it, and then here are some of the answers I usually get.
我问了许多人，那么一般我所得到的答案是这样。
I'm not capable.
我没有能力。
I'm not prepared enough.
我没有准备充分。
Maybe later.
或者以后再谈吧。
After all, I'm too young.
我太年轻了。
Maybe I'm too old already.
或者我太老了。
I'm too weak.
我太衰弱。
Find other people. They are better.
或者你找其他更好的人去吧。
Maybe it's too comfortable in Seattle.
或者在这里日子过得很好吧。
Find those people in the big town.
要找那些住在大城市的人去吧。
Those are too far away.
那个地方太远了。
Too expensive.
非常的贵啊。
Oh, I never thought of it.
What?
I never thought of it.
那边从来没有想到。
Hey, that Peter guy, his talk was nice, but I'm going home to have dim sum.
彼得讲得很好，但是我今天回家要吃点心去。
Well, I actually, when I say this, I am actually describing myself. I thought about most of these things myself.
其实我讲的都是我讲我自己，我讲的这些事情。
A couple of years ago, there's a missionary who came to Seattle and tried to talk me into going for mission.
若干年前，有一位宣教士来西雅图，他就要鼓励我去宣教。
At that time, I was working in Microsoft in the accessible technology group.
那个时候我在 Microsoft 在微软工作，在这个
辅助科技
部门。
Yeah, we're designing software for people with disability.
我们设计软体来帮助那些有残障的人。
And the missionary challenged me and said, "Wow, you know, you have learned all these, and don't you want to like use what you learn in the mission field?"
这个宣教士就挑战我说，你学了这么多，用了这么多，你难道不想要用在你的宣教的工厂上吗？
And in my heart, I was struggling very hard.
在我的心里面很大的挣扎。
For example, I say, I find that I can't really talk very well.
我有一点我发现就是说我真的没有口才啊。
Actually, to tell you the truth, I think I talk reasonably well.
老实讲呢，其实我讲的也不差。
But I think it's it's an internal thing, right? It's, you're not, you know, people tend to be not very confident, I suppose.
我想这是我内心的障碍，一般的人都没有很大的信心。
I think especially for me, since I became blind when I was 14.
尤其是像我，我十四岁眼睛瞎了。
I think my wife can testify to that. I mean, I'm not a person who is particularly very self-confident.
我想我太太最清楚我了。我不是一个人很有自信心的一个人。
Right. So I kind of see like I can't talk very well, even though I can, but I don't see myself that way. You know what I mean?
虽然说我讲的也不差，但是我一直认为我口才不好。
And well, if you look at the passage, basically Moses was facing the same problem.
如果你看这几节经文，摩西也有同样的问题呀、
啊。Yeah, I mean, like in verse 11, right? He's saying that I really can't talk. Why did you send me?
我像是这十一节，他说我真的没有口才，你为什么送我去呢
？The other problem I have is like, indeed, I feel that I mean it's rather safe around here in Seattle. I actually live on Mercer Island.
我呀，而且我觉得，我住在 Mercer Island， 我觉得住在那里非常的安全呐、啊。
But and then you know, going to far away China, I mean it's just way too scary.
到那个老远的中国去，真的很害怕。
You look at the Moses story here again in the beginning of the chapter. Actually, it talks about Moses raising sheep.
那么你看这个这几节这个这章刚开始的时候，讲到摩西他在放羊的。
And he was having a pretty good life there.
他实际上日子也过得不赖。
And, you know, here it is. Now God is like challenging him to engage in this Exodus plan.
那么现在神呢要挑战他，要他挑起这个出埃及这个大计划。
That's a big job.
这实在是一个很大的工作。
No, he didn't want to do that.
他不要这么做。
Neither did I. I was very comfortable in Mercer Island. I didn't want to do that.
要我也不要。我住在 Mercer Island 住得很舒服，我才不要走呢。
Furthermore, Moses says, "Who am I?"
更何况摩西说我是谁呢
？Well, I was thinking that question too. Who am I?
那么我自己也想，我算哪颗葱呢
？Okay, so like I was thinking, I'm right now 45. Several years ago, I maybe around 40 or so. I'm feeling kind of old.
I thought you are 35.
Thank you.
更何况我四十多岁，转眼四十五岁了，我觉得有点老了。
Actually, 40 is seriously it's not that old, right?
其实四十岁并不算老吧。
But in Microsoft, I was very old.
What is it, you right?
In Microsoft.
在 Microsoft, 在微软四十岁。算是很老了。
Yeah, because like I think the average age is maybe 23 or something over there.
在微软平均的年龄是23岁。
Yeah, a friend of mine who is a little bit older than me actually in Microsoft, and we always joke about something like this.
我有一个同事也是朋友在微软，我们常常用这个年纪来互相取笑。
Now, if I leave Microsoft or if we leave Microsoft, that means the average age will drop.
如果我们离开 Microsoft 离开微软的话，那个平均年龄马上就降下来了。
You can see, I mean, we just like to compare with other people, don't we?
嘛，我们跟别的人比起来就老了。
And that affects how we view ourselves.
那么影响到我们自己怎么看
我们自己。But that's not how God see ourselves, though, right?
但是神不是这样看我们的。
No.
Yeah, 不是。
And then, how do I see myself? I also see myself as a blind person.
我看我自己是一个瞎子。
And I became totally blind year 2000.
我在公元2000年眼睛变得全部瞎了。
Oh, it's very inconvenient.
非常的对我来讲很方便。
So, but that indeed
inconvenient or inconvenient. 也非常的不方便。
Or maybe it's convenient too.
Maybe 或许。
Because that gave me an excuse to be with my wife all the time.
所以我就可以。
And that's a good thing, I think.
让我太太给我服务，这是很好的事情。
Yeah. But actually, I was really afraid to go to China.
其实我心里面很害怕要去中国。
You see, because when I think about like flying over there and.I don't know whether you know or not. In the United States, when you fly domestic, it's pretty good.
我不知道你们觉得吗？ 飞到中国要很久，在美国呢，其实国内的航线飞起来还蛮舒服的。
And that, you see, they, the stewardess, the air hosts and so hostess and so forth, they do, you know, take care, good, very good care of people with disability.
Yeah, 尤其是美国的空中小姐、空中少爷，他们对于有残障的人特别的照顾。
But I'm not so sure about China Airlines.
但是我不知道中国航空公司是不是这样对待有残障的人。
No, I should say, the airlines in China.
或者应该说是中国的航空界。
And then, okay, so I can get over there, but the streets, how do I navigate the up and down? And I mean, it's just very scary.
即使是我到了那里，我怎么样在这个市区里面走上走下呢？真是有点害怕。
What if I get lost in the deep of China?
假如我在这个内陆迷失了，怎么办？
Who's going to find me back?
谁可以被带回来呢？
To tell the truth, ever since like year 2000, my mobility is still not well trained yet. I am currently still afraid to go across the street.
一直到2000年，我都仍然是不能够行动自如，甚至于有的时候连过马路都怕。
So my point number one is that I think the what I've seen the biggest hurdle for us.To participate in mission is that we view ourselves in a certain way and then we don't think we are capable, not qualified, and therefore we don't go.
所以最大的障碍对我们来说就是说我们不认为我们是够格的，我们看我们是有某一种，而不是说那个能够去做宣教。
Point number two, however, God, what does God say about this? God provides.
那么第二点我要说的是神怎么看呢？
He always tells us, do not be afraid.
神永远说不要害怕。
You know, how many times in the Bible God has said, do not be afraid?
你知道圣经里面神讲了多少次不要害怕吗？
Hundreds of times.
有好几百次。
You know, if God says something once that's important. Twice it's very important. What does it mean if God says hundreds of times that you should not be afraid?
如果神说一次你不要害怕，那么再说一次那就真是不要害怕，更何况他说了好几百次呢？
I think God understands that very well because we are afraid.
我相信神非常了解我们，因为我们真的很害怕。
And here it is, God says, do not be afraid because I will provide.
这里神说不要害怕，我会供应你的。
Well, what did God say to Moses?
那么神跟摩西说什么？
He said, well, okay, if you cannot talk, if your mouth has problems, think about it. Who created your mouth?
神说，如果你自以为没有口才，你这样子想，是谁创造了你的嘴巴？
Do not worry, go there, and then you will know how to say what to the Israelites. Do not worry.
神说你不要忧愁，不要烦恼，你就去，那么去向以色列人说。
Yeah, and I will lead you. Don't worry, I will tell you what to say.
神说我会带领你，我会告诉你当如何说。
When I heard that, I felt a sense of comfort in my heart.
我当我听到这样的时候，我心里面得到了安慰。
Because to tell the truth, if I rely on myself to speak, I'll be afraid.
因为老实说，如果我靠我自己的口才，我真的会怕。
But we rely on God to speak.
但是我们依靠神的话语。
It's even like today, right now, speaking here. If I was speaking just on my own accord, I think I'll be like shaking.
就好像今天我在这里，如果是我讲我自己的话，我会发抖的。
But today I'm speaking for the Lord.
那么今天我是仗着神讲话 ，me too.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's the same. Okay, so I tell you about I was in Microsoft, right?
我刚才说我在微软。
And then actually, two years ago, I there was a big change in my life.
那么四年以前，我的生命有了一个大转变。
I went back to school to study in Seattle Pacific University, Methodist University.
那么我到这个西雅图的太平洋学校这个美伊美学校去读书。
And I'm already done there. Right now, I'm a marriage and family therapist.
那么我完成了学业，我现在是这个家庭顾问的，在做这样的事情。
辅导，
家庭辅导，是的。
And I actually one of the things I do besides working with families, I also work with people with disabilities too.
那么我现在常常为家庭服务，也为这些有残障的人士服务。
And it's the same way, and because I find that this kind of job, a counseling work, is very, very difficult. Because people have problems and they cannot solve them, their friends and families cannot solve them, and that's why they come to me, right? If they have problems and they come to me, I'm supposed to solve them, and they have already tried many times, what's the likelihood that I can solve it for them?
你想想看，他们的困难已经很久解决不了了，那么我能够解决吗？
That's why I'm afraid.
所以我也很害怕。
And God says, do not be afraid.
神说不要怕。
And it gives me so much comfort.
让我心中得安慰。
Because in the counseling room, I know I am not the person who is speaking and working.
因为在那个辅导室里面，我知道说话的不是我自己。
I rely on God.
我是靠着神说话。
Because God provides.
因为神供应我。
Not only does God provide speech.
神不但供应我的口才。
He, in this part of the Bible, we also see God provides people.
甚至于在这里我们看到神甚至于兴起人来帮助你。
Moses says, who am I?
摩西说我是哪颗葱啊。
I cannot do this.
我一个人做不来的。
Actually, God was pretty angry about this one.
其实神也非常生气关于这一段。
Yeah, because, you know, God has made him so well, so good, so valuable, and he sort of put himself down.
那么神一路带领这个摩西把他带得这么好，但是他自己不成器。
I also asked God to forgive myself because for many years I was in depression and I put down myself. I said, God, I'm useless. And God speaks to me and says that you are very useful.
我自己也向神认罪悔改，因为多年来我也是一直在这种很低潮。我说我是一个没有用的人，但是神说你是有用的。
And he sent me into Microsoft to serve the people with disability through technology.
那么他让我在微软工作，能够在工作上能够来造福这些有残障的人。
I said I couldn't do it, but he showed me that I could do it.
我说我做不到，但是神带着我做。
And then I wanted to do nowadays counseling with people, and I said I couldn't do it.
那么现在我在做这个辅导的工作，我说我做不来。
But God said you can.
但是神说是的，你能。
And now I am actually participating in this work, and I'm so happy about it.
那么现在我一直在做，而且我非常的高兴。
So God forgive us for putting ourselves down.
所以神原谅我们，当我们在很低潮的时候。
And even then, God provides people to help us.
甚至于那个时候，神都兴起人来帮助我们。
Even God is angry at us, but He still provides people to help us.
甚至于神生气我们的时候，神仍然是兴起人来帮助我们。
He provides Aaron, Moses' brother, to help Moses.
神兴起了亚伦，摩西的哥哥来帮助他。
For me, God definitely provided people to help me.
那么在我身上，神提供了好多人来帮助。
I remember 2003 when that missionary came to talk to me and challenged me to go to China.
我记得在2003年那个宣教士来跟我讲，叫我到中国去宣教。
At that time, if I was to answer her directly, I'd say, No, I'm not going, I'm afraid.
那个时候我要直接的回答他，我说不，我不去，因为我害怕。
Oh, actually, I probably wouldn't say the last phrase. I just say, no, I'm not going.
或许我不会说我害怕，我只会说我不要去。
But at that time, I said, I better not answer right away, because if God has sent his people to come so far away to Seattle to talk to me, I at least should pray about it, right?
那个时候我心里想说我不应该回答他，因为神从老远把这一个人差派来说服我，我最少应该就是说祷告祷告再说吧。
And I set up an arrangement to there's a brother in Christ in my working place, and we pray every day for this.
哇，有一位主内的弟兄也是我工作的同伴，他跟我每天为这个事情祷告。
And then one day he came to me and said,
有一天他来跟我说，
He said, I also want to go.
他说我也想去，
But I have a problem.
但是我有问题，
I don't speak Chinese.
我不会说中文，
That is, I don't speak Mandarin.
因为他不会讲国语，
He's a Cantonese guy.
他是一个广东人，
And I do speak Mandarin.
那么我自己呢，我会讲国语。
And he said that he is afraid.
他说他害怕。
And I said, why? That sounds like a very familiar phrase.
What a family?
Familiar phrase.
Okay. How do you?
跟我一样。
Okay. 那么他说我害怕，就好像我所说的一样。
So he made a proposal.
所以他建议我。
Okay, how about this? He said.
他说这样子好吧。
Okay, I'm going to say this in Chinese.
Okay, I'm going to say this in Chinese. 我要再用中文来讲。
Okay, 他是这样说的。他说，Peter, 你呢，就当我的脑袋，当我的嘴巴，当我的口啊，你的当我的脑袋，当我的口。我就当你的眼睛，当你的脚。
Then he said to me, "Say Peter, how about this? I be your brain, you be my brain, my mouth,
and he'll be my
and I'll be your eyes and be your feet.
Yeah, legs and hands.
All right.
And then 然后呢，他的那个太太呢也在那里。
And his wife was there too.
他就说。这样子的话呢，我呢帮你煮饭，又当你的火头好了。
How about this? I will cook for you.
And then, right there and then, I said, God, you are sending people to help me.
那个时候我就说，神啊，你差遣同工来帮助我了。
And yeah, I was afraid to go over there, but now there's somebody to go with me.
是的，那个时候我很怕去，那么现在神差遣人来与我一起去。
But still, I was afraid.
但是我仍然是害怕。
And so was he.
那么他也怕。
But together we said, well, at least we should go there to see.
那么至少后来我们说，这样子好了，我们一起去看一看吧。
And once we're there, we saw what's happening there.
我们到了那里就看到了所发生的事情。
And at this point, I want to show you a quick video of what it is like there, what we saw there in China.
那么现在我来放一些 video 给你们看，放一些带子给你们看，在那里是发生了什么事情。
This last part you can continue to view that it's basically just reading how God is speaking to us, inviting us.
这最后一部分你们看，就是神跟我们所说的，神怎么样带我们的。
Because yes, God does understand. Maybe we feel afraid.
是的，神知道，但是或许你害怕。
But God says, do not be afraid, I'll provide.
但是神说不要害怕，我会供应你的。
And then God will lead us to a place so that we can see.
神会带我们到那个地方，叫我们眼睛张亮。
When we were over there that first time and the subsequent times, it broke my heart.
当我第一次到那里的时候，我的心真是难过。
I went to an orphanage, for example.
我去到一个孤儿院。
Over 80% of the orphans have handicap.
那么超过八十百分比的那个院童是有残障。
Because, you know, in the rural areas especially, it's very poor.
在那个农村地区，人民生活非常困苦。
If you're disabled, you'll be displaced.
假如你有残障，你就在这个世上没有位置了。
No value.
一点价值都没有。
And I think about, I used to feel that I was not very useful.
我以前也觉得我是一点用都没有。
And God kept encouraging me.
神一直不断地激励我。
And here it is, many, many people, there are like 60 million people with disability in China.
在那里好多的人，有600万的人
And,
有残障。
And oftentimes they are being despised by society.
那么常常他们被社会所看不起。
And then when I was in this orphanage, I went into a baby room there.
我在那个孤儿院，我到一个育婴室去。
And I couldn't see their face, but people described to me.
我看不到他们的脸面，但是人们向我叙述。
These little children, they don't have much of a smile on their face.
这些小孩子，他们脸上毫无笑容。
And then in this baby room, there was a little baby that I think he's at most 5 months old.
在那个育婴室里面有孩子，大概最大也不过五个月大。
And he's suffering from cerebral palsy.
What is that?
脑瘫。
那么这个孩子呢，有脑瘫，就是身体不能动。
And completely he was just there staring up.
那么这个孩子就是眼睛盯着我们。
And yet his eyes was like longing for people to hug.
他的眼神里面流露出需要被人家拥抱。
I know. After I've seen all these, there are so many more stories I wanted to have, but there is not enough time. But I knew at that time I had to come back to this place.
有许多故事讲不完，但是我去了这一次，我知道我还要再来。
I come back not so much because I am big or anything like that.
那么我要再去，不是说我怎么了不起。
In fact, I come back because I am small.
我再去是因为我是一个小人物。
Because God uses small people in His big plan.
因为神用小人物来执行他的大计划。
My friend who went with me, that guy that I was talking about, who didn't know Mandarin.
那个我那个朋友，他说他不会讲国语。那个人他跟我一起去了。
Right before he got on the plane, he broke his ankle.
在他上飞机之前，就在那个时候，他的脚扭到了。
And he actually had to sit on a wheelchair.
他结果必须要坐在轮椅上面。
And when he got to the place, and the missionary, our contact person over there, looked at two of us, it was hilarious.
在那边接待我们的人看到我们两个人，他真是有一点无可奈何。
A blind person wheeling somebody on a wheelchair, and we're coming to mission, man.
一个瞎子，一个瘸子来宣教。
And yet, two of us standing in front of 300 social workers and special ed students.
而我们两个人 在300个社会工作者还有学生们的面前。
We talked about skills. We talk about technical knowledge.
我们跟他们讲一些技巧，还有一些高科技的事情。
But that's not the most important thing.
但这不是最重要的。
Because we know that each person that God has created is valuable.
因为我们知道每一个神所造的人都是无价之宝。
God loves every one of us.
神爱我们每一个人。
Even when we have to lie on the bed and staring up.
甚至我们是一个脑死的人，躺在床上，眼睛盯着天花板。
We couldn't do a lot.
我们什么都不能做。
But we have a heart to
love. 但是我们有我们的心能够向着他。
So to conclude, there is this one thing I want to mention.
那么最后我要来提一件事情。
I think God's big plan is not necessary for big people.
我想神的大使命不见得是为了那些大人物的。
It's for small people like you and I.
乃是像这些小人物，像你与我。
Let's close with a prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear Lord God,
亲爱的上帝，
Thank you for saying to us that we are valuable.
谢谢你跟我们说我们是有价值的。
Thank you for loving us.
谢谢你爱了我们。
In this world,There is a great lack of love.
在这个世界上面没有爱。
Even within our own family sometimes.
甚至于有的时候我们自己家里面都缺少爱。
Lord, help us to live a way of hope, of love and faith.
主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们的生活充满了爱与信心，还有希望。
Yes, we are small people.
是的，主，我们是小人物。
Yes, we are weak.
是的，我们是软弱的。
But Lord, you are so good. You use actually weak people.
但是主，你是这样的良善，你用那些软弱的人。
Send us to places where you need us to go.
把我们差遣到需要我们去的地方。
And help us.To not be afraid.
能够帮我们不再恐惧害怕。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.